So we live in a false reality that was not made by us, but was constructed to contain us. And that's not what we're told over the airwaves, of course. No, just the opposite. All this hideousness, this system we're told we did. And true, it was our energy used, but we were put under compulsion. We too have been constructed, as we've been learning, by paying attention to Alice Miller, who again we don't hear over the airwaves. Why is that? And we know here, who have been thinking about that, we understand why. Now it's a question of having these discussions ourselves and making media either listen to our discussions or create some media on our own, big enough to encompass the globe. So we too have been constructed to be obedient. We've always been forced to do what the rulers have told us to. This is the banality of obedience when we fall asleep and relinquish our right to think. And there's a underlying that, I believe there's a deep sense of not just disempowerment, but a feeling of not being deserving. And again, that's explained by Alice Miller, which allows us to put our lives, ourselves, our thought process itself at the disposal of this tiny few who possess all the certainty, which is why they've been so effective. And The Foundation Pit by Platonov is a meditation on that. So we didn't make this mess. Oh, and I wanted to add this sense of not being deserving, I believe, played a big role in all betrayal of human to human, if not betrayal, period. And that there has been, I believe, not just I believe, I know that there's been massive sense of shame among our German brothers and sisters for World War II, and undeserved shame. Because in our hearts, we know that any nation put under the propaganda regime that they were subjected to, as we've seen in any number of atrocities, bend to that propaganda because we have no alternative means of our own. That's why it is imperative for us to start creating our own discussions, our own thoughts. We have to prepare ourselves for mobilizing the entire globe. Otherwise, we've lost our souls. No, we didn't make this mess. This manufactured mess is a Plato's tribe construction. We're inculcated with this statist we over the media. That's all we hear. But hey, excuse me? We don't uproot and destroy our communities, force ourselves into factories, except living separately and wastefully. We didn't destroy the rail system in Detroit, force ourselves into cars, thereby destroying our earth faster, converting its beauty into our own chains. We didn't decide to poison ourselves with high fructose corn sweeteners and processed food. We didn't destroy our local self-sufficient fuel manufacturers. As David Bloom describes, an alcohol can be a gas. We don't make communal living and sharing in practical terms illegal by means of cumbersome laws and codes to rope our legs, slow us down, trip us up. We didn't decide to flood our communities with drugs and then criminalize addiction. We don't use ourselves as guinea pigs, play Russian roulette with our own health in countless ways. Innumerable examples of this. We didn't kill the electric car, decide to slaughter our brothers and sisters in order to privatize their resources, work ourselves into early graves, put poisons in our air, earth, and water. No. Just like the prison guards at Auschwitz, the means to exist apart from the system were stolen from us. And I mean to exist also in terms of having the thoughts, the independent thought process. We didn't have that means either. All of it has been stolen from us, and we were forced to obey.